Hello, Brother John.
Bless you, child.
Bless you, dear.
Words, as I've so often said, cannot possibly give to you the slightest awareness or consciousness of the things of the spirit. So much that one would wish to say can only be but dimly conveyed in words. The power of the spirit that surrounds you, which I know you so often sense and feel, this power which is manifest at times in such strength, enables us to some extent to impart through you as an instrument a realization of the spirit, the consciousness of the spirit, which though to some is very dim, yet to others at times is clear and defined. We are ever seeking methods and ways in which we can more truly serve, more able, so that we can give to the world this truth, this great realization of life eternal, breaking down the barriers between our world and yours. And yet, so often, when I think of the beauties and the glories of the spirit and the way of life here, I feel that there's so little that I can depict with any clarity. And yet, when I work through you and speak, I endeavor in my own manner and in my own way to convey as best I can something of this glorious life eternal. Everything that we must give to you must be brought down to some level of earthly consciousness. So we have to depict and describe and convey much of our world in the material sense. And if one can accept the beauties of your world, the beauties of nature, and the consciousness of all that is good, if one can realize and see this, then yet realize that the realm of the spirit is such, but on a higher plane of thought and realization, with greater color and greater glory, greater sense of sound even, for that which you hear, which is common to the ear, in the realm of spirit, is a thousand times more so. The music of the spheres is such that if I could but bring it to you for a fleeting second of time, its beauty would indeed overwhelm.
Yes.
You know, child, our task, of course, is that we should comfort those who mourn, giving to them the realization that their loved ones are indeed at times close beside them, that they are mentally and spiritually entwined, and that as they progress in the realm of the spirit, so is their love greater, and so is their desire to reach out to those they have left behind even more intense, more purposeful, more loving, more kind, more desiring. For the reasons which we come are many. We come to comfort those who mourn, to uplift those who are sad and lonely, to bring strength to those that are weak in mind and in body, to give that healing balm to those whose needs are many, in the home and in the hospital, to help those whose task it is to serve and to wait upon those who are sick. Indeed, so many are the tasks of the spirit, but each task that we take on is taken with a light heart and with the realization that we are doing the will of the Most High, that truly we are brothers and sisters together, combined working in love and in service, bringing a new realization into the darkness of your world, trying to bring that light which will illuminate the path of those who will see. You have been blessed for many years as an instrument. You have been shown that path and trod it sincerely and